Welcome to Tori Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rachel Besser, and today we'll be studying Yecheskel Perek Yudchet, Chapter 18. We just finished a series of three Mishalim, three parables. The first one in Perek 15 was the parable of the grapevine. The second in Perek 16 was the parable of the unfaithful wife. And then in Perek 17, we had the parable of the eagle, the cedar tree, and the vine. Now, Perek 18, we start this amazing Perek that touches on huge topics such as, what does it mean to be a tzaddik? How does Hashem judge us? What does it mean to do teshuvah? What does it mean to be part of a community? The Perek is basically split into two parts. Psukim Av to Chaf, 1 to 20, deals with how does Hashem judge individuals and how does Hashem judge individuals in relation to their parents and children. The second part, from 21 till the end, deals with the question of what would happen if a person changes their ways at some point in their lives, both from bad to good and from good to bad. How would Hashem judge them? We start, though, with a challenge. In Pasuk Aleph and Bet, 1 and 2, the people come to Yecheskel and they ask him the following question. Why should children suffer for the sins of their parents? Basically asking them about this very famous and important concept that we have from Tanakh called Poked Avon Avot Al Banim. Hashem remembers the sins of the fathers on the children for four generations. And this is what they ask. Malachem Moshlim et HaMashal Hazeh al Admat Yisrael Lemor Avot Yochlu Boser V'Shnei HaBanim Tikahena. Yecheskel starts off by asking the people, why are you talking about using a mashal? And we see, therefore, it's connected to the earlier prakim. Why did the people in Israel say the following proverb, the following mashal? The fathers have eaten sour grapes and it hurts the children's teeth. Meaning, why is it that the fathers do something wrong and the children have to suffer for what their fathers did? Hashem rejects this challenge. Hashem says, no, that's not true. Actually, ha-nefesh ha-choteit, he tamud. It's only the nefesh, it's only this person who did the sin. Only that person will die for their sins. Now, this is really mind-blowing. Wait a second. Poked avon avot al banim is a pasuk from Shmot. This is true. So why does Yecheskel reject this? Why does Hashem through Yecheskel reject what they're saying? It seems like what they're saying actually is true. Okay, we're going to deal with this later. First, let's get a sense of what's happening in the Perek. In the next few psukim, in psukim hei through tet, Yecheskel describes the picture of a tzaddik, and it is beautiful. I really encourage everyone to read all these psukim. It will tell you how to be a tzaddik. And he talks about how the tzaddik does good, follows in Hashem's ways, doesn't do idolatry, doesn't steal, pays back his debt, but goes beyond this, goes beyond just what's expected of him. He gives food to the hungry. He doesn't take interest. He covers the naked with a garment. He treats everyone with fairness. And really, this is something, if you want to be a tzaddik, follow these psukim. Psukim hei through tet of Yecheskel, and you will be a tzaddik. It is not out of reach. And then Yecheskel sums it up in Pasuk Tet and says, the tzaddik b'chukotai yehalech u'mishpatai shemor. He keeps my mitzvot, lasot emet, and he does truth, tzaddiku. This person is a tzaddik, a righteous person. Chayo yichya, nu'um Hashem Elokim. This person followed my laws, he will live. And of course, you recognize the allusion to Parsha b'chukotai, which we have been alluding to this so many times in this Sefer. That is the brit. And then, what would happen, says Yecheskel, if this person fathers the son, a son who does the opposite? He does idolatry. He does adultery. He does every abomination. What would happen to this person? So Yecheskel says in Pasuk 13, Baneshech Natan v'tarbit lakach v'chai. This person, he lent money with interest and he steals. Should this person live? Lo yichya. No, this person will not live. At kol ha-tovot ha-ila asah, he did all these horrible, abominable things. Mot yumat. He's going to die. And damav bo yiyah. It's his own fault. His blood is on his own head for doing these things. Okay, so the tzaddik lives and he does good, and the rasha dies and he does bad. Fine. Next generation. Pasuk Yudalid through Yitzayin. What if this son, who's now a rasha, fathers a child who is a tzaddik like his grandfather? Will he suffer the fate of the father? And that's the question. Fine. We know that the child does not. So far we've said the rasha gets punished for his sins and the tzaddik gets rewarded for his good deeds. But what about the child of a rasha? So says Yechezkel in Pasuk Yitzayin, Ma'ani hashiv yado, neshech v'tarvit lo lakach, mishpatai asa b'chukotai halach, describing this grandchild just like his grandfather. He never takes his hands away from the poor person. He doesn't lend with interest. He does my laws. He walks in my ways. And you hear again, Parsha b'chukotai, the good part of Parsha b'chukotai, hu lo yamut ba'avon aviv. He should not bear the iniquity of his father, Chayo Yechya. He will live. He gets his own judgment. He does not suffer for the sins of his father. Then, says Yechezkel, his father will die for his own sins. But in Yechezkel's final statement in Pasuk Yeteh and Kaf, he says nobody dies for anybody else's sins, neither father for their sons, nor sons for their fathers. Rather, Hanefesh HaChoteit Hi Tamut. The nefesh, the soul that sins, that soul will die. Ben lo yisa ba'avon ha'av, av lo yisa ba'avon ha'ben. Not only does a son not suffer for the sins of his father, but the father doesn't suffer for the sins of his son, which is something actually that we haven't spoken about before, but now we understand why Yechezkel had to bring the tzaddik to begin with, the first tzaddik. Meaning, you could say, well, yes, you tzaddik should suffer for the sins of your son. You raised that kid, so maybe you're responsible. And here Yechezkel says, no. Each person is responsible for their own deeds. You are not responsible for the sins of your father, nor are you responsible for the sins of your son. Also, you don't get the benefit of your father's good deeds or your son's good deeds. Hatzaddik, kan hatzaddik alav. The good person, he deserves his own righteousness. And the bad person gets his own sins. Okay, so the Tzaddikim wants to understand, where is this coming from? Why are the people now saying that, why are they asking this question now? And the Tzaddikim explains that, and the Tzaddikim really also a lot of other Mefarshim explain that the Jews are now in a long line of sinners, starting from Menashe. And they feel like there's really no way forward for salvation. And they might as well just continue sinning. And Yechezkel is really trying to combat this and to tell them, no, that's not true. You are only responsible for your own sins. Okay, we're going to develop this a little bit later at the end. And here's the next section. So the next section asks, what if people change during the course of their lives? And Yechezkel proposes the example of, in Pasuk Kaf Aleph through Kaf Gimel, a rasha who changes to a tzaddik. So imagine a person, he starts off as a rasha, but by the end of his life, he's a tzaddik. So Yechezkel says, oh, of course he would live. This is what Hashem wants from us. HaChafetz achpotz b'mot ha-rasha? Ne'om Hashem Elokim, do you think I want the rasha to die? Of course not. Halo b'shuvo midarka b'chaya? I want him to do tshuva and live. This is the point of sending all of the Nevi'im. So of course, if you start off as a rasha and end off as a tzaddik, then you'll live. What about, says Yechezkel, a tzaddik who changes to a rasha in Pasuk Kaf Dalet? So that person, says Yechezkel, he will die. Kol tzidkato asher asa lo tizacharna b'ma'alo asher ma'al u'b'chatato asher chata bam yambut. All of the good things he did in the beginning of his life won't help him at the end of his life because he's going to die in his sins. And the people say, wait a second, that doesn't seem fair in Pasuk Kaf Hei. Va'amartem, lo yitachin derech Hashem, shim'una ve'Yisrael, hadrachai lo techein, halo derechicham lo yitachinu. Why do you think that's unfair, says Yechezkel. And the Radak explains that what the people are pushing back on here is saying, wait, why doesn't this tzaddik turned rasha, why don't his good deeds help him at the end of his life? And the Radak explains that what Yechezkel's responding is that This person regretted his good deeds, meaning they started out good, but they ended up changing and saying, you know, that's really not me. I'm not that person. I'm this kind of person. By doing all these bad things, they regretted their deeds, and you're judged based on what you believe. And the same thing for the Russia turned tzaddik. That shuva process meant that they regretted what they did. So you're judged about how you are at the end. And then he repeats this answer in Pasuk 26 through 28. A person needs to stand strong with who they are. And if you regret something and you change it both for bad and for good, that's who you are. And you're judged based on where you are, Vashir Husham, as you are then. Yechezkel finishes off these prakim by speaking to Bnei Yisrael as a whole and telling them, there is hope for you, Bnei Yisrael. You can do teshuvah and live. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Heshlichu ma'alechem ekol pishaechem asher pashatem bam, va'asu lachem lev chadash, v'ruach chadasha, throw out your bad ways, and I will make you a new heart and a new spirit. Lama tamutu, Bnei Yisrael. This applies to you. You can become a tzaddik. All you need to do is regret your bad ways and start doing good. And then that's what tshuva is. You can become new. You can have a lev chadash, a new heart, and a ruach chadasha, a new spirit. Ki loch bot b'mot hami. I don't want you to die, says Hashem. Neishivu, do teshuva v'chayu, and you can live. That's the parak. Okay, a few things to point out about this parak before we get to the theological issues. First of all, the Dat Mikra points out that the prakim are getting more and more conciliatory as we go on. Each of the last few prakim ended with Nechama. Even the harsh ones, even the harshest one about Bnei Yisrael as the zonah, as the prostitute, also ended with Nechama and this idea that you can rebuild. And Professor Yechiel Tzvi Moskowitz in the Dat Mikra posits that as we get closer to the Chorban, Yechezkel is focusing more on Tshuva and redemption. There is still a way forward to save yourselves and to save the Beit HaMikdash and become better people, and then to hopefully, and if not, at least then to rebuild afterwards. A second point to point out about this parak is to just think about the kind of person that the tzaddik and the rasha is. Most of the things that Yechezkel mentions are ben adam l'chaviro. We're used to hearing Yechezkel speak a lot about idolatry, and we see that when he talks about really changing, he focuses on their society. And that's not surprising when we remember Yechezkel's mashal of the grapevine without the grapes. And that was, I think, really his point there as well. Okay, getting into some of the theological issues. So what are they asking? So Shaddal really takes this way of thinking about it, like what we mentioned with the Dat Mikra, that the people of Israel are saying, you know, we really have no choice. We have no chance to really do teshuva and save the Beit HaMikdash at this point because we have this gezira, this decree of Hashem that's against us already from the time of Menashe. And Yechezkel is telling them, no, that's not true. If you change, the gezira can totally, totally go away. And Radam points out also that Poked Avon Avot only works if you continue to do the sin. So they figured since the sins of Menashe were so great, then, you know, there really wasn't any way to escape from it. And Yechezkel saying, no, it only works. Poked Avon Avot already, even before we maybe are changing it, only works if you continue the sin. And we remember that Yechezkel started his book from the time period, 30 years from finding the Sefer Torah. Perhaps that's really a theme in the Sefer is Yoshio was able to almost change the people. Be like Yoshio. You really can change. Okay, and now we get into this really sticky theological issue with what about Poked Avon Avot? Is Yechezkel changing from Poked Avon Avot? So first of all, the source for this idea of Hashem taking sins from the fathers and applying them to the son, the source is in Shmot 34:7. When Hashem tells Moshe to carve the second lute, he also tells him about the 13 midot harachamim, and one of them is Poked Avon Avot al banim, al bnei banim, al shishim v'al rivim. I remember the sins of the father for four generations. Now there's already a contradiction to Poked Avon Avot in the Torah. It's in Devarim 24:16, and it says, lo yamutu avot al banim, ubanim lo yamutu al avot ish v'chatato yumat, that people don't die for other people's sins, not a father for a son, not a son for a father. Each person dies for their own sin. And that sounds just like Yechezkel. So Rashi there in Rashi on Shmot, Rashi 24, resolves this by quoting Unglis and says, yeah, this only applies, Poked Avon Avot only applies if people do the sins of their father. But there's a fascinating Gemara in Makot, Daf Kaf Dalet Aleph 24a, and it actually seems to say that Yechezkel is here in this parak changing Poked Avon Avot. That's what the Gemara seems to say. And the Gemara says, Moshe Amar Poked Avon Avot Albani. Moshe said the sins of the father are counted for the child, for the children, by Yechezkel Ubitla. Yechezkel came and got rid of it, saying in Perek Yudchet, right here, HaNefesh HaChoteit HiTamut, only the soul that sins will die. The Marsha, commenting on this Gemara, says Yechezkel really is changing something. He is going farther than saying Hashem will only punish the son for the father's sins with collective punishment if the son follows in the way of your father, but if the son doesn't, then he doesn't bring the father's sin. Yeah. At this point, Yechezkel is saying, even if the son does bad and follows in the ways of his father, he only gets punished for his own sin. Rabbi Chaim Jachter, in explaining this Gemara, says that Yechezkel was indeed here changing from the doctrine of Poked Avon Avot, but not for eternity, just for this generation. Nobody ever gets punished for their parents' sins if they change. But Yechezkel is saying, even if you don't change, you only get punished for your own deeds. And he says it was really just for this generation. They were depressed and weighed down by this concept of Poked Avon Avot. They felt it was going to be too hard to do teshuva. In Rabbi Jachter's words, Hashem shockingly announces via the Navi Yechezkel that he has pressed the Poked Avon Avot restart button. They are now free to be unburdened by the sins of the past, but not by their own sins. What Rabbi Jachter is saying is here they have a tremendous opportunity to restart. That's why Yechezkel follows up this nevuah with such a strong call to tshuva. This could be the motivation that they needed to finally change their ways. We know from Yirmiyahu that even right up to the Chorban, he was encouraging the people and Tzidkiyahu to do teshuva. This nevuah that Yechezkel gives allows the people the freedom to start again. So what we have here is a really unbelievable parak, this parak which is a call to tshuva. You do not have to be weighed down by the sins of the past, and it explains what it means to be a tzaddik. Yechezkel is giving his people and the people of Israel a way forward. Thank you for learning together, Le'ilor Nishma, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bat Avram. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.